I don't think this thing's picking up this music.
Might.
Dude, this Starbucks has legit music.
Girl's got fire in the background.
I should get this mic next to the micro, mic next to the speaker.
Speaker.
Dude, this is not the Starbucks music. Like, this is like hip hop. This is like some Jason Derulo shit going on here.
I'm about to get a black light and just start dancing.
That is my song right here. In fact, you know what? I'm going to say it right now. I think they turned it up.
They might have.
What song is it? This is Try Effortless, song by DVSN. I don't know. It's freaking hilarious, dude, because like the music playing right now is probably better than the bullshit that's on the radio. I've been over the radio music for a while now.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, girls, you got fire music here.
Fire music.
I don't know if you girls are picking it, but fire.
Fire. Like, is there a radio that you're tuning back there? Or what?
I don't know.
Is this like their own, probably their own mix? We got like a CD back there.
You need to sell me your mix.
I'll buy your mix off of you.
I'll bump that shit everywhere.
Yes, I'm not mad at this music at all. I'm not mad at this at all.
All right.
Another podcast, another week, man. What are we at? What number are we at now? I'm losing track.
704.
Now I got to look it up. I'm actually curious.
70, isn't it?
No. I want to do something special for number 69 for no reason at all, but...
I'm going to throw things at hookers.
67, dog. 67 podcasts. Close. That's over 67 hours of content we put out. Probably. Over, because a couple of those have been two-hour podcasts.
Some of those
have
been too long.
Yeah. I'm not mad at this music. I'm gonna start like throwing bills down and start getting into this.
I'm gonna buy some bottles and just start splashing them on people.
How about you know when Starbucks sells like the shitty CDs in the counter? I'm like, you got this mix in the counter? Can I buy this mix? I don't want 2007 Christmas music mix. I want the whatever you playing
you want
right
this
now.
Fire?
Yeah.
I want the fire to come out of my speakers.
I'm not mad at this music, man. I'm hoping it's picking up some of it, but I doubt it. I think this thing compensates for our voices and then drowns out the stuff that it's not picking up clearly. Yeah.
You just have to take our word for it.
Yeah, man.
Anyways.
How's your week going? What's up with the Perler bead business? What's up with the eBay business? Why isn't my camera up online, dog? I'm putting you on blast.
Dude, I don't know how to put your... I know how to put your camera up, obviously. I just don't know anything about cameras, so I haven't looked into it to like put up like where I should put it up for, how much...
I told and like you what how to title it,
and what to title it.
I'll give you all the information.
Yeah, you need to give me all that, and then like give me a description, and I'll do it.
What's up with the Perler bead stuff?
Getting a little bit better.
Getting that fire.
Getting a little bit better.
Finally gave me a tanuki.
I give you a full tanuki. The first one I gave you, or
you
I
never
made for
gave
you.
Me jack shit.
I didn't
give
you.
Let me be clear. The first you didn't
one
give me
I,
anything.
The first one I made for you was just a suit. This one full Mario in the suit.
I need to buy you some beads so you can make me the stone tanuki. With the staff.
Yeah, I'm going to need more gray beads.
Need gray beads. And I'm going to buy you some white and black so you can make me like the... I want like a gigantic version though. See, what I should have had you do is make the original fully colored Motivated Results logo. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, we should have gotten you into this like 4 years ago. And I could have gotten like a quarter of my wall back in my home gym with a giant logo just on the wall. How legit would that have been?
Pretty good.
The neighbors would have been like, I think he's worshiping demons in there. What does that thing?
Might have been. Might have been. You don't know.
Hey, are you going with me when I go back to get... You're not going with me?
I'm going with you.
All right. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not going.
All right.
But he's like in L.A. now. I'm not going with you.
He's not in L.A. He's closer to L.A. That's fucking retarded that you know what I'm talking about without even telling you where I'm going. We know each other for too long.
You can't say retarded.
Fine.
You don't work with retards. It's
dumb. But you can, right? So you can?
Yeah.
Fine, it's dumb. It's dumb that you knew what I was saying before I said it. Yeah, he's not in L.A. He's closer to L.A. He's like an hour away from L.A. While back in the day, we were about 2 hours away from L.A.
Oh, we'll see.
I'm just curious. I gotta start thinking about like I gotta do nothing. I'm just going and getting work done, so it's not like I need to work plan for it. What I need to do, you know what I need to do? I need to get some shitty sweaters and just cut off the arms because I like I can't put something on, but also, like, I get cold. You get cold after hours of just sitting getting needled out. So, but anyways.
True. You're saying, because where we're doing this at this particular place, you're saying your parents used to live very close to here.
Yeah. I like this area.
This area is nice. Yeah, I work around here.
Yeah, I just like that house. I think that the neighborhood was nice.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice house.
You're saying it was very nice. It was very peaceful.
It was peaceful. Never, like, you didn't worry about, like, giant anacondas coming in and killing shit.
You never worried about any
coyotes.
Any trouble. You never had any trouble living there.
Okay, fine. I had a little issue, but that was, I don't know what that happened there. I can't prove anything. That could have been anything.
Could have been anything.
That could have been a meteor, for all I know.
Really?
That could have been a meteor rock, for all I know.
With a note on it, huh? Could have been.
That could have been like the Hulk fighting Iron Man, and a piece of the Hulk armor or the Iron Man armor just flew into a back door window.
With
that's
the
all I
note
know,
on the rock that said "Fuck you, John." Those fall from the sky all the time, right?
All the time, dog. That could be anything.
All right.
That could be anything. Okay. All right. I don't know what that was.
All right.
That could have been the Shi'ar Emkron crystal piece coming down from just going through.
Nobody knows what that is.
Some people will. Somebody, I hope that one person in the world will eventually find this podcast and laugh at that joke. That reference.
Like, he, Dark Phoenix joke. I get it.
I just read that. I ordered another Dragon Ball manga, so now I have all of the Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z manga.
Mm-hmm.
And Amazon does this thing where it's like, oh, you get a free comic for buying this. And I was like, all right, whatever. So I downloaded from the Kindle app. And I got the Phoenix Saga, the Dark Phoenix Saga. It's pretty good, man.
That's the next X-Men movie.
I hope they do it justice. It's actually very, very, very similar to
the cartoon.
The cartoon. Not 100%, but pretty close.
If Gladiator doesn't come down out of the sky and punch Juggernaut to, like, the next continent over, it's not accurate.
That was one of the most fire, the fire moments in that X-Men series.
I don't want it.
Yeah,
I don't
want
any part of it.
It was good. That cartoon still holds up. There's a certain character shows from my youth that I want to collect, and I think X-Men is one that I'm definitely overdue for. Just like Batman the Anime series, but I can watch that on Amazon whenever I want, so it's not a big deal. But that show is still legit, by the way. I watch it sometimes. I leave it, like, on the TV for background noise when I'm going to fall asleep. And, like, the new intro came up, and I was like, oh, this intro is still good, too. This other intro is still good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Everything's fire on there. Everything's pretty good.
Still pretty good.
I was going to say, oh, I got a few. Oh, I went to happy hour again? You thought I was lying.
No. I thought you meant, like, oh, unless we're going to get drinks right now or if we're going to go later. I thought you wanted to get drinks with me. I was like, oh, are you serious? But you meant, like, I'm getting drinks right now.
Currently, yeah.
I saw you getting, like, a margarita or something.
Dude, that was the weakest-ass margarita I ever had. Once again, I'm not a drinking expert.
You can make them, I think, with tequila or vodka, I think. What'd you get? Tequila or vodka?
I think it was tequila.
I'm trying to think of what I like and what I don't like. I mean, I'm a big fan of Patron because it never really gave me much hangovers, even after, like, 8-plus shots.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's shitty tequila, you're still going to get jacked, and they're not gonna put a Patron in your happy hour drinks. It's gonna be shitty alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, well, we went to Ariba's. You know Ariba's?
Yeah.
So their happy hour is half price appetizers. Yeah.
And what about the drinks?
They don't really have good drink specials, but their margaritas apparently are $1.99.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I got that.
Did you taste any alcohol in them, or is it just water?
It tastes like water, man.
Ugh.
Yeah. So
you should take them to the place that we go to see the UFC fights. Maybe they got good happy hours.
Maybe, but a lot of people don't live on this side of town. They all live more towards the.
Oh, because you work near here, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
We normally go over there by the golfing.
Yeah.
Area, and
we
then
need to go do that because look how nice it is right
we
now.
We should do that today. I guess after this, we should probably get over there.
That's a good idea.
And then. This place right here, we've gone there before. Their drinks
Puerto
are good.
Rico's? No, that's... Oh, you mean the place behind us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
So, yeah.
You probably wanted to go to that shitty barbecue place, didn't you? That dog shit barbecue.
Funnily...
That's not a word, dog. You're an educator. You should know better.
Reading teacher, not spelling. Whatever.
Funny enough.
They had mentioned that place because they saw they had a bar there and they had like happy hour or something. But we never ended up going there. So.
Thank God. I'm surprised you didn't get sick from that food. Disgusting food.
My food was food.
Dog shit food.
It wasn't good.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I wasn't a fan of that place. I'm not sad that they went out of business.
All right. So I have a few stories I
what do you got,
heard
dog?
Over
last,
there.
Last week, I cock-blocked the whole podcast.
Well, what did we talk about last week?
The anime convention.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about my massage.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. I got an ass massage, apparently. Apparently, that's normal, by the way. Apparently. I was like, all right. Well, so is a thin sheet normal, too?
Yeah.
Leaving the anaconda outline in the sheet, is that normal, too? Massaging like each side around the snake, is that normal, too?
Yeah. All your tendons and muscles
just
travel
line up
on
right
that,
right?
Yeah.
All right, man.
It's normal. Now, if she was like, grabbed the meat and started sucking, that's weird.
It's just like the happy ending was included in the gift
card.
Yeah,
she moved it to the side and was like, oh.
Well, it's in my hand.
Yeah. And that would have been weird. That would have been uncalled for.
So what you got, dog? What stories you got?
So apparently my boss went to, for her birthday, she went to a strip club.
A female strip club or a male strip club?
No, female strip club.
And she's a female.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So she went there with her husband and I guess a few other people. And apparently she told them that it was her birthday. So they sat her right up front.
Like on the pole, by the pole?
Yeah, by the pole, like right up close. And then so she was there like 5 minutes and I got some drinks. And then
for free?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Wow, they're really hitting the beats hard in here. I think that's gonna get picked up now.
It has to.
I'm still not mad at this music though.
Nope, still good.
So she got a lap dance. She got some.
No, so the stripper started doing the thing, right?
Yeah.
And then, the stripper comes out and just like goes crazy, like right in front of her face, like right in front. Cause she's
like what?
Right
she's
in
like
front
she's
of
like popping it right in front of her face. Like she's taking her glasses off of her ass?
Yeah. As the boss gets freaked out.
No way.
Yeah, she's like, wow, this is a little much.
She's like, I could smell.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, she's telling me. She's like, this was really close, like
she's
up close.
She's like, I could smell the kitty.
Yeah, she said she was close. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. I was like, I've never been to one, so hey, I don't know.
You should be like, hey, it's my birthday. It's my birthday, guys. Walking in.
Apparently that's all we got to do.
I guess so, man.
I just brought that up because I remember we were supposed to.
That's that. I bet you they're more. I think this thing's getting louder. Anyways, I think they're more like out there with women than they are with men. Because I'm not expecting a woman to like, I don't know, go crazy with another woman. I mean, she could, but they're probably not expecting it. Versus a guy will probably go crazy. And by crazy, I mean like just start grabbing and stuff, which you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Was it an all nude or just topless?
I'm on all those. Because
if it was an all nude and then she's just like pat, 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 pat on her face, it's like, all right, that might be a bit much.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit much. Yeah. But yeah, she said it was a little too much for her.
It's all seal clap going clack, 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 clack.
Yeah, it might have been a little too much.
So she could feel wind coming from just the butt move.
Oh.
You got like a shock wave.
Yeah, she said it was a little much.
I'm not about to go in there and tell these girls to turn it down in a second or two. Killing me with this music. It's kind of loud. This is getting picked up, probably.
Maybe.
All right, so what else you got, dog? You got a stripper story?
That's it. That's one good one.
We should take you to like a strip club and just have you like narrate it. What's up? The music?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
Taylor, go ahead and turn it down. We have to figure out which one goes to the outside patio. I was thinking, I was like, they're podcasting.
Oh, no, you're fine. Were you guys like trying to turn it up in there and then it came out here? Or you guys just.
Three knobs, so we haven't really figured out to which area which knob goes to. You know what
Yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
What is this? Is this streaming from something? Or is it like a CD you guys bring in?
I can't hear anything anymore, so I think that might be it.
Oh, you guys bring in your own music?
Okay. Yeah, good. Right there. That's the one that we need. Yeah, they're...
That's fine. You can just leave it there. You're good.
Yeah, you're fine. It doesn't pick it up that much.
We're getting... So it's like somebody's iPod, one of your iPods? Interesting. So they...
No, I get to control it. So like, we're pretty lit right now. So we have some hip-hop going.
Yeah, I noticed
that's
that.
That's what we heard. There's some like good music playing.
Like, every other night. It's like classical opera stuff.
Yeah, that's what we heard.
But the hip-hop stuff, is that on the Starbucks iPod? Really?
Oh, okay.
If they give us the option, I totally take advantage of it. Like, we might as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. It's very different than the other Starbucks music that plays.
They're late. They have a choice to listen to good music. They just don't do it. You know what I'm saying?
That's interesting.
You don't have to be a coffee shop music type.
Makes sense. All right. That's interesting. So they give them like an iPod full of music, I guess.
That's interesting.
They just, huh. That was nice of them, though, because they know we're like recording it. They turned it down.
That's
gonna
funny.
Have like some Jason Derulo popping up in 2 seconds.
Might.
So what else you got, dog? You got a stripper story?
Let's see what else I had.
I gotta ask them if they've listened to the podcast.
They're like, no, that's why we.
They're like, we choose not to. We listen.
We
to
like a, you people.
We listened to a clip that you posted on Instagram. And it was just too much. Something about condoms and discs.
What are these?
Are these things?
The things from Monster Rancher?
That's that random ass reference nobody's gonna get.
If your picture for this is
stop
not
giving me challenges, because it took me a long time to get the freaking Naruto.
Dude,
picture
the Naruto
down.
Picture was
took me forever.
Was
to do that
thing. Amazing. I'm gonna post that tomorrow.
I couldn't freaking get it
right. It was
right.
Amazing. It's perfect.
Yeah, it took me a while. I couldn't find a good picture of like just two characters because they're usually so much
in
going
battle?
On in one.
Yeah. If your picture for this is not you as that main guy from Monster Rancher and me as that weird eye thing that's always following that dude around.
Oh, yeah. Suezo.
That's why you can't do math because you remember you used to shit like that.
I rewatched that series like a year or so ago on
YouTube.
I'll
be the big stone guy. I'll take
Golem?
That.
Golem? You want to be Golem?
Sure.
I'll find something. Monster Ranch
is fried
school.
Rice on that?
Huh?
Oh, Fighting Futons is what I'm thinking of.
Fighting Futons?
Don't remember Fighting Futons?
No.
Fighting Futons was lit as hell.
I don't remember that one.
Like you make, so you go to your like kitchen. It's like you're making babies. So you go to your kitchen.
Okay.
You go to your kitchen and you put together everything you want and then you make food and then you put like some, like, I don't know, when you think it's like the best food and you taste it or whatever, and you're like, oh man, this is good. You like drop like a tablet or a nut in there or something. And like your nut, a human nut.
Oh, geez.
And then it comes to life.
And what's the point of this?
Your guys would fight other foods.
Really?
Yeah, man. You don't remember that?
No, I never saw that.
It's fried rice or watch, I'll show you.
I never saw that. I don't think I did. There's so much. There's a time period where those animes came around where it was like everybody had their own monsters. It's like Monster Rancher, Pokemon, Digimon.
That lady apparently left her significant other at the bar.
No. She walked here earlier when we were getting set up, and she walked up and I guess got something and walked away.
Let's see. What did I say? Fighting
fried rice or something? Fighting rice?
Fighting
chow mein?
Futons. There you go.
By the way, if you guys are listening to this podcast, apparently we survived the apocalypse.
You might.
Because, like, wasn't the world supposed to end this Saturday?
It might have. Look, I just did your job for you, son.
What is it? Let me see. There you go. I just need to find a good quality version of it. Because if I can't find, like, it's all pixelized. It's hard to put our faces in it. But it could work. Who do you want to be? You want to be Golem? You want to be Suezo? You want to be Tiger? That's the wolf one. You want to be...
The Tiger is the wolf one, huh?
That's his name. His name's Tiger.
I'm going to be Golem.
All right, I'll put you as Golem.
Fighting food runs. It's like Pancake Man.
Oh, shit. I do remember this fucking show. Yeah. I do remember it. Because that dude used to shoot ketchup and mustard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that little bowl of rice guy. I do remember that show. That show was probably dog shit. That's why I didn't even waste memory on it.
This show is lit as hell. 10 times better than Monster Rancher.
How dare you? Monster Rancher was good until the end didn't really have a payoff.
Look.
Pixie was hot. Look, it's like a PG-13 Morgan.
Look, you want to know why Fighting Foodons was better?
Why?
Rapscallion. Argument done.
I do remember that guy. That guy was legit.
Argument done. What's your best Monster Rancher?
Pixie. Look up Pixie from Monster Rancher. She's like a kiddish version of Morgan from Marvel vs. Capcom.
I don't know, dude. Rapscallion is pretty good. I don't think we got anything better than that. All right, let's see. Monster Rancher Pixie?
Yeah, look up Pixie from Monster Rancher. In fact, I should probably do it. Probably be faster. Pixie Monster Rancher. You know how useful it is to have Google when you're doing a podcast?
Oh, got it. Too slow, Negro.
Bam, I got it already.
Wow, this is...
Yeah, told you. Pixie.
You Monster have some Rancher. Issues.
I do? What are you talking about? I didn't create Monster Rancher. Oh, yeah, that's Pixie. I told you, Pixie's like a PG-13 Morgan from Marvel vs. Capcom. Darkstalkers. You know, whatever. Whatever you're into.
Whatever hentai you're into.
Yeah, because, I mean, Morgan was definitely like a dirty like character. Like, she was trying to tease you. She's a succubus. That's her deal, right? But Pixie wasn't. Pixie was just a normal, like, flying
ship. She's just sucky normal, you know.
Yeah, whatever. She's always with the giant golem-looking dude. That's right. I'm right.
Fighting Foodons. Best show ever.
Shit.
Sorry. I win. Anyways, yeah, it's supposed to be the end of the world, according to...
You tell me.
A Christian conspiracy theorist. I know that was a thing.
Apparently, all y'all, there's different sects of you. Section sex, whatever. There's different versions of the you conspiracy you people? Theory people.
Of you people?
Yeah, conspiracy theories people. I got no time for any of these, man. I'm trying to do too much shit, man. for me to
my
pay attention
thing
to conspiracy
is just,
theories.
Just listen to everybody a little bit. Unless you're
I don't got time for that.
Unless you're fucking insane. Then don't listen to them.
I don't got time to listen to anybody.
Unless you
those,
have
those
a crazy
girls I just drove by the drive through. Uh-huh. They're still over here next to us. Yeah, those chicks were like getting caffeine for their going out party because they look like they're about to go hit the club.
Well, they can invite.
Like their hair was like 3 inches outside their heads. It was like, prat, you know what
can
I mean?
Can invite. Just here, bored.
But,
I mean, hey, I read that story. It was dumb. Didn't have any sort of like facts to back it up. Just a very vague Bible verse.
Well, I think they're all like that, right?
There's another Bible verse that's like, also don't try to predict the end of the world. But nobody remembers about that one, so hey.
Hey, man.
So if you're listening to this, the world did not end. Planet Asteroid X did not.
Is it asteroid or is it a planet?
I don't know, man. Who cares?
Planet with the Anunnaki?
Who cares?
Which, by the way, I got no gold to offer those fools. I got nothing. They come down here and be like,
they're going to be pissed.
Where's my gold? I'm like, look, man, I invested a lot of money in cars. And I had a really nice car. If my Z was gold, I'd give that to you.
They're going to come to my house and like, what did you spend all your money on?
You're like,
Pornhub Premium.
You're like, I want to be able to comment on videos.
Then the aliens are going to look at me. So you paid for porn. Thought that was free on your planet. But I can comment on videos and rate them.
That's more important. I can make a
important
favorites list.
I can help people figure out if they want to watch this or not.
Oh, geez. I'm providing a service,
I'm providing
right?
a service. What are you doing?
Collecting gold from people?
Collecting gold from... That's stupid. What are you doing? Nothing. You're not doing nothing.
Dude, speaking of porn, I was listening to a Rogan podcast because he had this guy who does documentaries. Mm-hmm. And this guy was doing a documentary on, I think it's Pornhub, and the creator of Pornhub. Do you hear what he did? Like, he single-handedly broke the porn industry. I guess his whole thing And I want to see his documentary or his book or whatever he does. He either writes books or he does documentaries. But I guess there's this guy in Britain who was like a tech guy, and he's like, I want to provide free pornography for everybody. And so what he did is he created like a YouTube of porn. I think he created Pornhub. And then afterwards, because everybody was uploading stuff to that site because it was free, all the porn industry in California started losing money and not making money. And then what he did, because as a porn guy, you can't get a gigantic loan to continue your company because the banks are like, we're not going to give you more porn or money to a porn company. Mm-hmm. But because he had a website and he was a tech guy, the banks gave him a gigantic loan. And then he was able to go and buy all these porn studios and buy all the other porn sites. Like, I guess the same guy owns them all. Pornhub and YouPorn and whatever all these other ones are. I guess he owns a good chunk of them, and he bought a whole bunch of porn studios. So, like, within months, he owned the porn industry.
Wow.
Yeah, like, I want to see his documentary. He was talking about it, and it's fascinating. I mean, kind of what he did was kind of fucked up but like he said it, he didn't technically upload the porn to his website. Other people did. You know, it's just like when people upload, like, Dragon Ball Super to YouTube. You're not supposed to do that. But people do it all the time, and that's what broke the porn industry.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that this guy did it, and now he's, like, insanely rich. Like, he's so rich, apparently he's got a gigantic pool, a gigantic aquarium that, like, a diver has to go in and clean it once a week. That's how rich that guy is.
He got sharks in there?
I don't know what he's got in there, but when you need a diver to clean out your aquarium, that's crazy.
That's pretty insane, man.
I mean, he literally pulled the rug from the porn industry by himself. That's crazy.
That's pretty crazy.
And I guess he went and bought a lot of companies, too, like a lot of like porn studios and all kinds of stuff. Went and bought a lot of his competition. Very fascinating stuff. I mean, that's some like high-level chess game that guy's playing. It's fascinating. Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good podcast. I gotta see if that guy's got a documentary or something. I guess he was like in a couple porn studios watching like the stuff go down, and his wife's like, "Do you really have to go watch this porn again?"
Yes.
He's like, yes. "It's for research, honey. It's for research.
Gotta make sure everything's top notch over there."
It is fascinating, and it is something that seems like it happened overnight, like the fact that these porn studios were insanely rich, people are making a lot of money as porn stars, and now all of a sudden it seems like, oh, people aren't making that much money, guys don't really get paid much, girls don't get paid as much as they used to.
Mm-hmm.
Like the industry seems like it dried up a bit, right? It's just interesting. But that, I feel like some of that's a byproduct of just existence. Like there is a point where there's
too much of porn. Yeah.
Not too much. I mean, there is too much probably,
too
right?
Too much.
It's probably too much. But there's plenty of it now.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much out there and free that, first of all, why are you going to pay for a site? But secondly, at this point, you could just go to one of these sites and anything you could search for, you could probably find. It's pretty fascinating. That's why some of the like really smart porn stars, like for example Jenna Jameson, started businesses and they started hustling with that money. I mean, they had money and then they started using it to invest and create businesses. That's how you got to do it. That's kind of what if I was some sort of weird financial advisor, like that's what I would tell UFC fighters. Like, you can't just go and have a fight, make a lot of money, and then just go and buy yourself a Lamborghini and be like, I'm set though. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep making this kind of money, because you might not.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Conor, and Conor's being very smart about it. He started making, he continues to make more money on every fight he makes, but also, like, he's making money doing stuff. Like I even want that stupid suit he was wearing that said, fuck you, and the pinstriping. Like, I even want that. And he's coming out with a suit line. And then on the, did you see that on the, I don't know if you saw the post fight for him in the McGregor fight? He came out with a Notorious whiskey that's coming out.
No, I didn't
like
see
he was drinking it the whole time. Like, yeah, the bottle with him is coming out sooner or whatnot.
That's
like
funny.
He's hustling. Like, he's making moves, and that's kind of what you have to do, because some of that stuff's gonna dry out forever. You can't be the Wanderlei Silva or whatever of the UFC, where the co-cop, where you're just getting fights, and fighting till you're like 100, because your quality of life is gonna be very, very, very shitty by the end of your life. Same thing if you're a porn star. Like, those girls age hard because of, you know, I don't know, whatever things they got going on in their lives that kind of change them after a few years of porn. It's like, it's a tough situation.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta make that money.
Probably
and you gotta
hustle.
Probably
the same way if you're an Instagram model.
Yeah. Well, there's
I mean, you're probably not doing the same thing, right. But I mean, your looks are going to go eventually.
Eventually, your looks will go.
Yeah.
And you got to have something else to you in the back
that's
end.
That's not like anything about one particular person. That's just age. That happens
that's
to everybody.
That's part of life. Yeah. You're not going to look the way you did at 20 whatever.
Yeah.
You know, everything's perfect on you at 20 something. You're not going to look like that at 50. Let's be real honest with ourselves here. That's just part of life. So you gotta, you know, live modestly and invest and try to make some shit happen. Hustle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was fascinating.
We did a good adult conversation right there.
Fuck yeah, man. We got to have those every once in a while. Some real talks up in this bitch.
Anunnaki.
That's always, the Anunnaki thing is fascinating because it's so cool of a story where you're like, it sounds so cool. Like it's a movie kind of situation. But it's like, all right, do we really think that there's a planet that's on a oval ellipsis that eventually only crosses Earth X amount of years and these same aliens modified apes so that they could be attracted to gold, so they can mine gold, so that when the ellipsis would hit again and the Earth would cross the planet again, they can come back over here and get the gold that we've been trained to mine. Like, such a fascinating, like, that's like some Planet of the Apes shit, right? It's the story of it, but
yeah,
it's a little hard to believe. I mean, who knows? Supposedly that ellipsis is so insanely crazy that they haven't even crossed again since the last time that we were modified, supposedly, right? According to these crazy people. And so, I mean, it's probably not even in our lifetime that we're even going to cross this planet again. It's probably going to be like generations and generations. They're probably waiting for us to mine all the gold out of the planet before they come back.
Yeah, no, they're going to be pissed when they show up. They're going to be like, so...
You did well with gold? You're wearing it around like just 30 bracelets or 30 necklaces at once?
We're supposed to put that in the mega space can and shoot the asteroids coming to kill all of us.
Supposedly, I think the Anunnaki thing is the idea that they need gold because they fucked up their atmosphere so much that the gold helps maintain the atmosphere. I don't know how that works, but...
That also doesn't make sense because if they mess up their atmosphere so bad that they need gold...
Why wouldn't they come to this planet instead of just modifying us?
Yeah, because by the time it comes back around...
Their planet might be
fucked.
They're
all going to be dead.
Maybe they just plan better. Like here, you look at our highway systems, and like it isn't until they're dog shit that they start thinking, oh, maybe we should have made
California.
Four more lanes.
All of California.
Right? But maybe they're
finally
like...
got it.
What was that?
Little tag in the back of my
shirt. I thought you just pulled that shit from your head. I was like, what the fuck was in your head?
Alien tracker from the Anunnaki.
Oh, shit. So, I don't know, man.
If your Photoshop for this podcast isn't us as the Anunnaki, you failed.
What are those things supposed to even look like?
I'm not going to tap that into my phone. So you are welcome to do that.
Jeez. I think that we've talked about this theory, I think,
in a
podcast.
I want the government
podcast.
To be like, oh, so you're one of those.
Oh, so you're woke as fuck, huh? We got to take you down.
Yeah, you're one of those people. You know, me and my sister got into this thing of watching a thing about Scientology. These people are crazy. And they're all criminals.
They're all criminals? Why are they criminals?
Oh, they're all criminals. So we've been watching that. And my mom was watching it, too. So she typed in Scientology into Google one time.
Uh-huh.
And her, computer froze and turned off and had to start over.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know nowadays, man.
I was like, you need to put something over your webcam, make sure it don't watch you. What?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think maybe it might be a crazy coincidence.
You should like that picture, then.
Right? Dude, I had a... Remember when I came over to your house the other day?
Mm-hmm.
And I brought Little Caesars? That's the first time I had pizza in over a month at least. It's been a few months. I'm not going to lie, man. I was hungry, and it's probably why it tasted as good as it did, but I was disappointed. I want, a real good slice of pizza. This place right here?
Yeah.
I'm getting hungry again. We might need to go over there. Those two burgers weren't enough.
That was all right.
This Range Rover reminds me of that one I was looking at. When
me, baby.
Get it, son. Get it.
That's all I remember. Until the chorus picks in.
So, yeah. I was looking at that Range Rover. This is nice, but when those things break, good luck.
I saw that. Oh, yeah, I was telling you we went to look at cars today. Yeah, I didn't see anything.
You should get that STI, dog.
I'm going to tell you here I am, baby.
Get it, son. Get it.
I'm going to here I by my hand.
I'm not mad at this music selection. I'm gonna go steal that iPod.
Yeah, say I'm gonna steal the iPod. Can't you do that from not steal the iPod?
No, you can't. No, anymore? It's a pain in the ass. Like when you have an iTunes account, you gotta grab your iPod, and you even when you sync it, you can't yank music out of it. It's one of those things Apple does just to try to cock block you. Oh, that coffee hit the spot, man. I've been running around all day, climbing mountains like a savage and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I thought I heard something else.
Dude, I'm liking this spot, man. It's quiet. Nobody bothers us here. People are nice enough to turn down their music. It's got good music. I'm not mad at this spot. We might have found this place. We're going to be doing this podcast.
So we're going to have to give these people a shout out.
I'm not mad at that either. America.
Take me. You know, baby.
Is it just me, man? Or did this year just, like, fly by? What the heck? Why is everybody making fun of Fat Kanye for?
Maybe Fat Kanye will do some heat music again.
Dude, Kanye is not going to come out with good music until... Kanye's not coming out with hot music until good music until he divorces Kim Kardashian. And he has some darkness
Dude,
in his life again.
That's his chick. What are you talking about?
Eventually he'll break. Or she'll break. Or they'll both break because they're both neurotic.
Dude, we got to go see the new Blade Runner.
I got to see the old one, man.
That too.
I haven't seen the old one. The new one looks good. But I heard the old one was really good. But you're not going to like it because it's old school 80s music or 80s movies. And you're not a big fan of 80s movies.
Hey, man. I'll watch it for...
Reference. I just re-saw Goonies recently. I still like the movie. It wasn't as good as I remember it being. I'm not going to lie to you.
You know what movie was lit as hell?
What?
Angels in the Outfield. It was lit as hell.
Oh, jeez.
That's a perfect example of Christianity. Perfect argument for Christianity.
Oh, jeez. You know what's...
Dude, you didn't say nothing about my shirt I had on yesterday.
What shirt did you have on yesterday?
I had the Powerline shirt from Goofy Movie.
I didn't even notice it. I'm not one of these chicks that looks at what you're wearing, dog. Looking at your shoes and shit. I'm not like that. I'm not like that.
Liam Nelson taught you nothing.
No. I pay attention to my surroundings. I just don't pay attention to what people are wearing. There's a big difference.
What if I had a
big old gat on your side?
Yeah, and what if I had a...
I'm not worried about you shoot me. I shouldn't be worried about you shoot me.
One of the Anunnaki... brainwash me and put a suicide vest on me. Then what?
You're not going to let this Anunnaki thing go, are you?
No.
That's your new shit.
Somebody brought it up, so we're going to put it into the ground.
You should rename, change your username on Instagram to be Anunnaki like Anunnaki King. Give me my gold key. Oh, jeez.
Do you type in what they look like?
No, I'll have to do it later. I don't want Starbucks to just shut down. It just turns off.
Men in Black show up. Not Will Smith kind, the alien kind.
Those movies are still kind of good. Men in Black. Those are fun movies. Oh, back to my point.
What movie is that?
I was listening. Uh-oh. I'm not mad at this music.
Nope.
I was listening to another podcast, and they're talking about there's a guy who has a podcast.
How dare you listen to other podcasts
other than
this one?
I can't just listen to ours all the time.
All of them. You need to start at one and go over.
Just restart and go forward. Maybe that's not a bad idea. But anyways.
You should also listen to all the Strike
Back games.
In fact,
you should be listening to the podcast. Because then that way you can hear what you need to change about yourself, mofo.
I need to change nothing.
You're full of shit.
I'm good as I am.
You're full of shit. Anyways, back to my point.
So you need to, everybody else should go to Strike Back Games and listen to all those videos.
You need to release the Eni Audi video.
Never.
That's not going to be as bad as what we've talked about on this podcast.
Now that I know that people from
your school? Yeah.
No way.
That's a good idea.
Because then they're going to be like, oh my God. Ruben just told me I have an innie.
You got to download that or give it to me and I could chop it up and make it into like a funny like 2-minute video.
I can do that.
But anyways, there's a podcast that's a really good idea for a podcast. I can't remember the name of it, but basically the guy hosts the podcast, and the guy coming on the podcast brings a movie that he thinks is good, and he justifies his movie, like based on what it's about or the scenes or whatever. That's a pretty good idea for a podcast.
We could take like next week.
We could take like an 80s.
I'll do it right now. Go.
What movie you got?
You go first.
No, I don't have to justify. You got to justify your movie. So, like, if you love, like...
I thought we both had to do it.
No. I, as an interviewer, interview you.
All right. Movie. You start.
All right, what movie you got? What do you want to just...
Mortal Kombat.
Which one?
The first one in the 90s.
All right, well, what's so good about that movie?
It's better than all the other game movies. The fuck are you talking about?
But it is still a good movie.
It's still a good movie.
You think so?
It's still better than every other gaming movie they've tried to cross over.
I'm trying to think of other gaming movies.
Yeah. Drop microphone. Walk away.
Yeah, but just because they put realism movies doesn't mean it's good.
Realism with video game origin perfectly.
That did have a true to the game's origin, yeah. Story, right?
With the first one, perfectly, and gave you all the characters from the first game,
which is the one where he transformed into a dragon.
That's number two. We're not going to talk about that shit.
Because I was going to say that never happened.
We're not going to talk about that right now. Happened. That's a fatality from Mortal Kombat 2. Granted, that happened in Mortal Kombat 2, the movie, but it was dog shit. We're not going to talk about that. Mortal Kombat 1, great. And I give you the bonus character of Reptile. We'll watch that shit right now.
You don't have that. What are you talking about?
We'll find it at Walmart.
I'm sure it's going to be on at YouTube if we look hard enough. If I look and find it on YouTube.
Let me look.
I'm telling you, you probably find that movie on YouTube. I'm surprised at the stuff you can find on YouTube, by the way.
They had good fight scenes, too.
I re-watched, that's not good English.
Resaw.
I recut shit, apparently. I re-watched a lot of, like, old shows I liked. Like, Ronin Warriors, the whole series on YouTube. Double Dragon. Remember the Double Dragon cartoon?
I do.
All of that's on YouTube, which, by the way, doesn't really have an ending.
You know what else I remember about Double Dragon?
What?
Our Full Watcher, which you can watch on Strike Back Games.
Dude, I still think you need to take that last one and just chop it up to the funniest parts.
The whole thing is funny.
Not the whole thing's funny, because there's parts where we're just like walking around and I can't play the game right.
you need to
take just the funny parts and cut those up. I wish the audio was better on those because I was using the headset. I wish the audio was a little better.
I found it.
On YouTube? The whole movie? Or clips?
50, that's not it.
But,
I found it, yeah.
Yeah, the double dragon is
yeah, is that's a good one.
In fact, you know what? Download that video, too. Give it to me, and I will do it.
I can't because my computer won't let me download anything.
Dude, my computer
also doesn't have
sound. When do you get your new computer?
Good cosplay.
So you start editing video, especially now that you have people that are watching your content, your stagnant content that hasn't changed in 3 years. Like, we need to have you re-edit videos and start uploading.
That's good. Sonic the Hedgehog cosplay.
Like, as I'm looking to exit YouTube, now you can come back in, son, and just take over.
Take over the world.
Take over the YouTube game. I'll still continue to do the podcast. I need to find a way to upload these to iTunes. In fact, you know what? I could probably hit up somebody that knows how to probably do it. I just want the easiest way to do it. So, I don't know, man. I'm still a little salty.
Well, what? I'm salty about everything. So
I know. No, I know. I can tell from earlier just for in and out. I'm still a little
Those
salty.
Those two fat cows.
As you can tell, you're still a little salty.
Too long to order In-N-Out. It's In-N-Out. They got, what, like 10 things on the menu?
They got 3 things on the menu.
That is the best Goro cosplay I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, man. I think you're a little salty, but.
Yeah, no, those two fat cows took too long to order. It's In-N-Out Burger. They have 7 things on the menu you can order. And even if you order from the secret menu, if you're ordering from the secret menu, you should know what you want from the secret menu. It shouldn't take 5 minutes to order there. any language.
I agree with you. You're salty as shit today. No, I'm still salty that I should have told the story at that convention. I think I could have won that. Because the one that won wasn't that great of a story. I could have won that. I could have won all those shitty discs.
That was a month ago.
I know. I'm still salty about it. I could have won all those shitty discs that I didn't really need.
The Monster Rancher discs?
The Monster Rancher discs. They look like there's like those traveler discs that you put on those old gums, the foam ones that you used to just shoot.
Dude, those are lit.
I still want to get one of those Nerf ball guns. Those little ball ones that
you
just shoot.
Try those.
With like the, like, it takes like 19D batteries to power that gun. I'll just go doing drive-bys on people for no reason. That's going to be cut one of these days and thrown into my court.
Your court case?
My court case. Is this the person that would do this? Look at this. We took this from one of his podcast clips.
Like, oh, that's
I'm like, that's taken out of context, guys. I was talking about Nerf guns.
How about this one about cream pies? Which one? And narrows it down to
I'm
all
like, sorry,
of them.
I did mean that. My bad.
How about this one talking about beef?
Yeah, I noticed a battery, low battery. I need to carry.
I had to end early, son.
No, we will not. We will continue going forward.
You had to end early. It's on the last.
We will make this. Still 15 minutes. You don't think it'll last 15 minutes?
No, it's not going to last 15 minutes.
You don't think so?
It's like when she says go deeper. There's no more.
It's all out.
It's all out.
You're literally
feeling. I'm at the end.
You're feeling my groin at this point. There's nothing more. There's
nothing more. Yeah. How long does that normally last when it
flashes every? Well, I don't know. We've never taken it to the point where we've shut it down. What was the last time that we got stuck in this situation? Oh, when we interviewed Eric, right?
Yeah. No, you might have to cut it.
10 minutes early. I didn't even get into the good yet, man. I didn't even get into the good. I'm going to tell you my story. I'm going to tell you my story about...
Okay, well, if it turns off, does it save it?
That's another question I'm not aware of how to answer.
I might have to go hit up, like, this Walgreens over here somewhere and get batteries and...
Continue?
You can tell me.
Just fuse into two?
Yeah.
You know what we should have done a long time ago, back in the day?
What?
We should have like started like a gaming Twitch account. We could have had a pretty legit setup now.
So I get the computer Twitch all day long. So Dragon Ball Z Fighters, we're going to be pros with that.
Dude, I'm going to be lit at that. You're going to be owned. You're going to be so frustrated. It's going to be worse than when you played Marvel vs. Capcom with me. I'd just be like, da-da-da-da-da-da, just shoot you up in the air with Wolverine and Morgan.
I beat the game with Mega Man, so.
I guess that's true, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Mega Man.
Dude, see, that's what I'm salty about. I beat the game with Mega Man. Nobody was there to witness it.
Dude, we were there like at 11 o'clock at night. Everybody was tired. All those nerds needed Starbucks. No. I think people were left. We were all those hoping that those cosplay girls would finally say yes about their dates.
Yeah, they weren't going to do that.
Which, wasn't it crazy that at nighttime, all the like shady sales started happening?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
People started putting out
blankets.
It was
blankets. Like a Mexican market over there?
Yeah, it's like people
threw
out blankets.
Dude, that was crazy.
It was like blankets coming out everywhere, and it's like people putting their merchandise on blankets.
Yeah.
Like, just in case the police came, they could just grab everything in the blanket
and
just
run
go
from
with
the second story and just
yeah,
jump
man,
down.
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
It's a little weird, but hey.
What happened to that guy? He just ran into that car or what?
No.
Why does that car sound like it's blowing up?
It might.
Dog, it's a Mazda. Why are you trying to tune up a Mazda for?
Those Iraqis.
Damn. Is that what they were?
Oh, they're foreign. Whatever.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Oh, shit. All right. We probably should stop this. Any last words for these people, man? What do you got? Anything you want to tell these people?
Make sure you have gold for the Anunnaki, man. They're going to be pissed. I got nothing but Funko Pops and Perler Beads from them, so they're going to be
pissed.
Maybe
you got one of those gold Pops there that you could tell, trick them into thinking
it's a gold
one.
I sold that one. So, no luck there. All you guys driving your Honda Accords with the gold lettering on there, you guys are safe, though.
Ugh, dude, that is the tackiest shit that I see.
You
I'm
guys
like,
gonna be safe.
I'm like, that's some tacky shit.
Anunnaki. Like
I have no respect for people with gold, like Honda Accord symbols.
Anunnaki Overlord's gonna love it. All right, say goodbye, son. Thank you to these nice people here at our place.
Yeah, for tuning in the radio and hooking it up. I feel like we could have done more of this podcast this week.
Well, we get to cut it a little bit short, so hey.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's go get some food.